Somewhere. Couldn't find it this morning.
That's right.
If you turn in your homework and it's not stapled, I guess you could put your name on each sheet or something. There was no homework Thursday. That's why
on that particular day, if you look at the board photos, you would recall that I didn't assign anything.
Now, what are cylindrical? Well, it's basically the polar integral with one more thing tacked on. It's not really any harder than a polar integral.
Go to the next page. Yeah. And then I get another one. Yeah.
For emphasis, people put Z equals Z to emphasize that we're thinking 3D. But it looks kind of silly. One thing that does really become noticeable as you go from 2D to 3D is that R doesn't mean distance to the origin anymore. It means distance to the z-axis. If you're going back from here's an x, y, z. Let's imagine some point here. So, for example, 3, 4. So, you're not measuring the distance to the origin anymore. You're measuring the distance to the z-axis. From x, y, z to 0, 0, z. And then you can find theta. So for example, my favorite way to find theta is to take the inverse cosine of x over r. And there's other formulas, right? There's an inverse tangent formula, inverse sine formula. So this will work, so will any, you can take this solution and you can add any multiple of 2 pi and get another solution. So you just have to remember your polar coordinates. Angle is the counterclockwise angle as seen from above, starting from the x-axis and going towards a ray that's the ray from the origin to the x and y coordinates is equal to 0. The way you can think about it in 3D perhaps is you start from the x-axis and turn towards the y-axis if it's a positive angle. If it's a negative angle, you go the other way and turn away from the y-axis. And talked about polar slicing for double integrals. We used this kind of approximation. And all we need to do to handle the cylindrical case, so if we're going to do a triple integral, so now we have volume instead of area, let's just multiply by a dz. So now you're going to cut up your three-dimensional region to these chunks like this. R, d theta, dz. So what kind of integral can we do here? So here's one, let's say, let's have following region. Okay. W be the set of all x, y, z. Between a cone and a spherical cap. Okay. It's going to look like this. So, how can I actually come up with a formula for this? Let's say that this has a slope of 2. Okay. So basically, the cone will be given by z equals 2r. Okay. As you get r away from the z-axis, which will be the axis of symmetry of this cone, when you're r away from the thing, then your height, the z, will be twice as much. Choose some radius for the sphere. Okay. So we're gonna have the region above the cone. Okay. The cone is the lower boundary, and then my upper boundary will be about rho equals 5. So the distance here to here is 5. So it's a sphere centered about the origin, radius 5. And I'll show you how to do this one with cylindrical coordinates. Monday, show you to do the same one with spherical coordinates. Actually, we want to be inside the sphere, so we need rho less than or equal to 5. Now, to turn this into something we can handle, we need to figure out how we're going to slice it. So, past 2 days we do stuff like slice at x values, slice at y values, slice at z values. Now we're going to be slicing at z values, r values, and theta values. So, might help to make a picture here. The theta part is pretty easy, right? This has some radial symmetry. The angular position can be whatever you want. Now, you don't want to double count, so you're just going to integrate out to 2 pi from, say, if we start at 0. So let's say we want to get the volume of this thing. So we're just integrating the dv, but we have to figure out the integral. So there's one integral. First part's easy. Just integrate over all the angular coordinates without any double counting them. So every angle gets hit exactly once. And now you want to ask yourself, okay, where should we slice next? If you made a slice perpendicular to the z-axis, so you're thinking of a slice of roughly constant z value, you would get... you would get two kinds of limits, right? If you made a slice up here, in the part where the slices would hit the sphere, then you would get limits that are formulas for the limits of what the radius could be here, right? That are different than what they are here, right? You see, in this place, if you actually solve for r, you use the fact that rho squared is r squared plus z squared, you get, and then that's supposed to be 5 on the sphere, you get r is equal to 5 squared minus z squared. So you'd get limits up here where r ranges from 0 to 5 minus z squared. And then here, it would be different. R would range from 0 to... half of z. So if we slice that way, then it's going to look like this. And there'd be two limits. In one of them... In the bottom half, until we got to right here, wherever this is, I'll have to fill that in. We'd have the cone integral. Here, and that would be r would range from 0 when you're at the z-axis as to as far out as z over 2. And then from z equals this mystery value we'd need to figure out up all the way to z equals 5 at the top here. We would be integrating our r's ranging from 0 all the way out to this thing. the slices would look like this. And we have a slice of the cone. And if you imagine any point in here, and you measure the radius r there, you'll get that it's somewhere between 0 and z over 2. That's what happens when you make a slice of constant z value next. And you get two different kinds of slices, depending on whether you're making a slice of the sphere or a slice of the cone. From the center to some other point on one of this slice of the sphere, get this. So this is how it would end up if we slice this way. We have to actually do two integrals. It's a bit of an annoyance. And we also have to figure out what is the mystery z value. For that, we would have to just look at this. On the one hand, z would be 2r, and on the other hand, we'd have this equation here. Oh, so z over 2 is r. Well, maybe it's just easier to do it this way. So the mystery limit is just 2. Okay. So that with this method, by slicing this way, we get two integrals. The dv comes in, so that's the r dr d theta dz. Now, to be careful about some things here, so these are r limits, okay? And then the 0 to 2 are z limits, so those go with the dz. And then the 0 to 2 pi are theta limits, so those go with the d theta. And then the other integral becomes theta goes from 0 to 2 pi, z goes from 2 to 5. Oh, I'm in. The mystery limit is not 2. That's just me making a little error here.
5 squared is 5 butters, so
it's 10.
Five squared is 5 R squares. R is the place where the cone and the sphere meet is at R equals 5 and Z equals 10. Okay, so square root of 5. There we go. 25 is 5 R squared. R squared is 5. R is the square root of 5. Okay, 2 times the square root of 5. That's the mystery line. Plug in these two integrals to my calculator and I can get a number. I've done all the geometry. I slice it. And it's going to work out. And let's see what we get. First integral I could. I was about to say I was going to do it in my head, but I probably shouldn't try that. I'm probably going to mess it up. Alright. So we integrate. Integrate R from 0 to z divided by 2, the inner integral. And the outer integral, we're integrating z from 0 to 2 times the square root of 5. And then for the outermost integral, you can do that, or you could factor out the outer integral if you want. In any case. First integral will be, I believe it will be 10/3 pi times the square root of 5. Okay? And then the other. Integrating R, respect to R, now instead of a z over 2 limit, we have a upper limit of 25 minus z squared, quantity square root, and then we integrate with respect to z, and what was the upper limit is now the lower limit, and the new upper limit is 5. And then the integration by theta is going to end up just multiplying the whole thing by 2 pi. And so I get that from my calculator. I'm missing another factor of 10. Okay. words. We need to add them together. We have that. Want a number? Decimal. It's about 27.639.
So this is if we slice it one way. If we choose to slice at constant z's, we get this kind of scenario. Questions about this? Theta didn't really matter as far as the order of slicing goes because of the symmetry of the thing. You see, none of the stuff in the inner integral is dependent on theta, so you can completely factor out all of this stuff from the theta integral.
The theta integral basically just multiplies everything by 2 pi. Now, the alternative to this, right? Instead, what I did was I sliced it into disks, essentially. Mm-hmm. Instead of slicing it into disks, I could have sliced it, as they say, cylindrical shells from Calculus 2. Mm-hmm. I could have sliced it the other way. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to show you over here. What would happen if I sliced it the other way? And we'll get the same volume. Okay. Now we're slicing some R value. Now we actually figured out that the most R can be will be square root of 5. Slice at any r from 0, right at the z-axis, all the way out to r equals the square root of 5.
Now, the lower limit here will be a z value, right? What is the range of z values here? At the bottom, you have z equals 2r. And at the top, you can use the rho squared equals r squared plus z squared. Just solve for z this time. So we get this. So now all the slices have the same kind of bounds. Instead of having two different kinds of slices, whether slicing the sphere part or slicing the cone part, now that's just one integral that we're going to do. So it'll be the theta integral. And now the r slices and then each of those r slices will have z limits going from 2r to 5 squared minus r squared. Okay, so this inner integral is a z integral, so I pair it with a dz. And this outer integral here, the middle integral is a dr, and the outermost is the d theta. R limits, z limits. From middle to inner, so hence dr, then the dz is inside that. So you notice that the order flip. You see here was the dr was the inside one. Now the dz is the inside one. And here, some of the r limits depended on z, but the z limits were just numbers. Now it's the other way around here. Now, some of the z limits depend on r, but the r limits are just numbers. Okay, so this is just one big integral, and I can have my calculator do it, and hopefully get the same number. So now we're integrating r. So we're integrating with respect to z. So then we have 2r, the lower limit, 25 minus r squared is an upper limit. And then we integrate with respect to z. We integrate with respect to r in the outer middle integral there. And then after that, you integrate with respect to theta. And I got the same thing. Yay. Where's the
53rds?
Oh, yeah, there's a pi in there. How did I actually type that in my calculator? Innermost integral is with respect to z. Respect to theta. And I typed in, you know, something in the similar spirit, right? For these.
Questions or comments about this? So, let's see what else we can do with this.
So this one didn't use dependence on theta. It had the radial symmetry. So the theta integrals didn't actually do anything. As I said before, you could none of the inner integrals depend on theta at all, so you could factor them out completely. And the theta integral was just a 2 pi factor. But we could make something that depends on theta in a more essential way. Next time we'll do the same shape with spherical coordinates. So, something else. Okay, so what if I had something a little stranger? Region S, and let's say now theta actually matters. Let's say. Theta can be anything less than or equal to R, and that can go up to pi over 2. Say that z can go anywhere from R to R plus theta. Okay. So what is going on there? So you've got this, first of all, you can think of R equals Z as a cone. And that's the lower boundary. Then there's this upper boundary where Z can get to be theta higher, right? So as we go around from the x-axis, I guess it should be right here. And go this way. What's going to happen? We're going to have this upper boundary. It's going to look kind of funny. There's going to be a bigger and bigger gap. Markers over. So here the gap is zero, but as we go around, the gap increases, like so. Now, we're not going to go around all the way. We're just going to go around a quarter circle, right? Because theta is stuck between 0 and pi over 2. Okay. So that gap of theta is going to go around, but it only goes up to pi over 2. And then what about this business here? We're not going to get all of the cone either, because we're only going to get some parts of it, because if you just look in 2D at this restriction here, if you graph R equals theta, you get this. Okay. And now theta is supposed to be R equals theta inside there. But then theta, that's okay, but so that's a lower limit of R. We can think of it that way. And then the upper limit of R will be pi over 2. That'll be a circle of radius pi over 2. And so the region in here, what you're integrating over, so over here, that's going to look like this. You're actually looking at this. And so then how would the integral for this one actually be set up? What we would do is we'd have the stuff above that, and then above that and between the cone and then this rising thing here. Okay. So we can rewrite the... Let me just take all this work. Okay, so the volume of S, what would be the theta integral? The theta can go from 0 to pi over 2. So think of that as making an angular, think of just fixing a certain theta at first. And once you fix a theta, then you can figure out what the R limit is. And once you figured out both theta and an R, right, once you pick a theta, pick an R, then you have the z bounds here. So this limit, this integral could be done. And the dv part now comes next. So that's the so a little bit of more complicated setup can be done. Kind of a, if you like, you can start it out with not sure. There's not a lot of time, so I shouldn't say too much more about this one. But this is how it could be in a more elaborate thing. Okay. They don't get this room until 12:30. You can wait.
There's another one of those funny regions with a bit of a spiral on it. Sometime next week. I'll try it as quick as I can. Thank you.